It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The choice to move to Division I was made. Now the Beavers needed to find a conference. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State had a home for their women's program, but needed a conference home for their men's program. R.H. Bob Peters.
The CHA started on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico at the American Hockey Coaches Association meeting. We're sitting there. What are we going to do? There's no more Division II. The other conferences at that particular time were not interested in absorbing any teams. So, you had Air Force, you had Army, Niagara University, Bemidji State University, Finley was there. Eventually, Wayne State, I think the next year, and Robert Morris came in. So, it was kind of a catch-all league. We were spread out throughout the country, a lot of travel there. But we needed to do that till things were sorted out with regard to geography and also adoption by some of the established leagues of teams that were in their vicinity, like us, in the WCHA, for example. So I refer to it as a stopgap catch-all league so that nobody had to stop playing hockey. And it had good success. And you look at the records, you'll see where they in postseason play, because each conference was guaranteed one of the 16 spots in the national championship. There was some good success in there over the years. And the CHA men's side merged with Atlantic Hockey, which makes sense because they were all out in that area, with the exception of Air Force out west. But they were very much interested in Air Force, as Air Force was interested in them because of the connection between Army and Air Force hockey. So that's what they did. The CHA also... and I was involved with this one. The first commissioner of the CHA was Bruce McLeod. And then when I retired, I became. But the CHA had to get into women's hockey. And so I was asked to put that together.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.